Hey everyone, this is Eric.
Hey guys, it's Jamie.
And we are Small Town Talk. So,
exciting news.
Exciting news. Well, the sun was out this week. That was exciting news.
So exciting. We also are excited because...
Because why?
Because we went to Salish Brewery.
We did go to Salish Brewery. It was not sunny. When we were at Salish
Brewery. It was not.
I hope everyone enjoyed, by the way, the sun this week. Yeah, it was pretty amazing having it come out and be shining in our faces and warming our skin. But I was in t-shirts and shorts pretty much the whole weekend just because it's now summer.
It's not true. But nonetheless, we were at Salish Brewery.
Yeah, so we went to Salish Brewery. So
you're in for a fun experience.
Yeah, so here you go. Here's our meeting with Jeff at Salish Sea Brewing Company. Enjoy.
We're here at the Salish Sea Brewery in Edmonds. And I'm with Jeff, the owner. You can introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Jeff. I'm the owner.
Anything else?
The brewer and the assistant janitor.
You do it all. But you're not the cook.
I am the chef.
You are the chef.
I am.
You do a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
All the hats.
Assistant dishwasher.
You just do everything. You're a one man band.
I don't need anybody else.
No. You can do it all on your own.
You're keeping overhead low.
Keeping overhead low.
Slow.
Everybody wears every hat.
That's good. Teamwork, right?
Yeah. Teamwork.
So tell us a little bit of how you got started. When did you start brewing? How did you end up down in Edmonds doing this?
We started brewing batches just at home on a stovetop. Mm-hmm. Moved out to the patio when my wife got upset about having to look at the mess that I had to clean up. Took it out to a turkey burner in a big pot on the patio.
Oh, we have one of those.
We do. They work great.
They work.
We've never used ours. Maybe I found a new reason to pull it out.
Yeah. No, it made some of the best horrible tasting homebrew in the whole world. We loved it. Everybody else was polite about it.
Well, I'm sure you're offering up free beer, so.
Free beer.
Unless you're charging at your home.
Come on over, guys.
Was it just for you and your friends, and you just had them come over?
Yeah, it was just for friends and family, neighborhood block party, things like that. But nothing, nothing professional, nothing being sold.
Yeah.
More of a hobby.
And so at what point did you decide to go to this route and open a store?
My wife let me, so we decided to pursue opening the brewery, and it was a family decision. So we looked at where we wanted to be and what neighborhood we wanted to raise our family in, and we looked at Edmonds as the place that we would stay. Mm-hmm. So we decided that Edmonds had a great family feel. It was the right place to open the business. We found the perfect location that would work for us and decided to open the brewery.
Well, you really can't get a much better location right in the middle of everything downtown, too. You get all the car show people, I'm sure, when they have stuff, and the Halloween crowd when they close it all down, because you're right. I guess that's a nice thing compared to a lot of other places. Like, you gotta go down to the waterfront, or you're kind of right
centrally
in the middle
located.
Of
as we I was are, trying to
yeah,
get
we're out. We're very close. We're right in the middle of things, so we're very involved as far as all the community activities.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Edmonds is great because they do shut everything down.
Yeah.
There is Halloween where they shut down the streets and the kids can walk around and do stuff, and it provides for safety. The 4th of July parade, the car show, and other events that they do right downtown. We're right in the middle of things. We have grown with that. We've sponsored events. We've been very involved with the Chamber of Commerce and made sure that we're recognizing how much the community gives to us and trying to give that back in the same way.
Yeah. And you've been expanding over the years, too?
We have expanded. We opened the first space in November of 2013, just the 20 by 13, 600-square-foot space with the back storage area. The gelato shop was able to move around the corner where we took the middle space. Mm-hmm. We did that in May of 2015, and then when the Segway space was able to relocate down to the waterfront, we took the space, the last and final phase of building a complete kitchen. We took that in December of 2016 and opened up the kitchen in May of 2017.
So a nice gradual progression.
Gradual progression.
It's good food, too. I'm a big fan of your pretzels.
Thanks.
You know, I feel like
I don't get out of the house much with the kids.
I feel like every place needs a good pretzel, though. Like, if you're going to serve beer, you have to have a good pretzel, right?
We have to have a good pretzel.
And that's the key to all beer, is good pretzel and cheese.
Yeah. So our beer cheese is made with our pale ale. Or really? With our, actually, no, we use our honey gold because it doesn't have as much hops, so it doesn't affect the cheese flavor.
Maybe a little sweeter.
It's a little bit sweeter.
Nice.
So smoked Gouda, sharp cheddar, honey gold, butter.
So did you come up with all the recipes yourself
for the
food?
We did a little help with some Google searches.
Yeah.
And trial and error, a lot of things on the stovetop at home, trying out what flavor we wanted to have. And understanding that because we are a brewery and what we do here is make beer, we wanted to make sure that we're using beer into the recipes.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Our beer cheese is made with our beer. Our stone ground mustard is made from scratch. We order up the mustard seeds.
Wow.
We get light mustard seeds, dark mustard seeds, and the pale ale.
I'm like a mustard aficionado.
Yeah, she loves mustard.
Our mustard's delicious.
I'm gonna have to get a babysitter.
I hate it.
No, it's fun to pop those little mustard kernels in your teeth when you're done with it, too, because they'll get stuck. Yeah, they're delicious.
We went to Leavenworth around Christmas time, and you know they always have those like massive mustard bar setups at those
all the different Dijons, and she's like, "Hey, Eric, you go get me the mustard because I'm the person that hates mustard, so I should be the one to go and pick what mustard she should
You can
have.
Get your fancy Dijon ketchups then.
Yeah.
Like the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
If you had $1 million, get your fancy Dijon ketchup.
So do you serve the food as long as you're open, or is there certain times that the food's available?
Yeah,
or?
Our kitchen is open probably 80% of our hours. So we shut the kitchen down an hour before the brewery closes. That way they can close up the kitchen. People can finish their meal. We're not taking orders right at the last minute that we're open.
Yeah.
But in our kitchen, everything is made from scratch. We do roll out our pretzel dough.
And wow.
We make the things. It's not a frozen box. We actually make
That's
the
commendable
dough.
Because a lot of places do.
Yeah, it's hard. That's hard
just
to
do the frozen and easy. And
right. It'd be great. It'd be way
a lot easier,
but
right?
You know, actually, it would be easier, but it'd be hard to store it because it's a lot easier for me to store bags of flour than it is to store boxes of
that makes sense
of pre-made product. I just don't have the freezer space.
Well, yeah, you got a brew, right? So
right.
You
well,
use it for something else.
And we're a craft brewery. It seems a little bit. It just seems a little bit difficult if we were to say, yeah, here's a homemade beer in a hot pocket. Have a great time.
Hot pocket.
Well, it's nice.
They are delicious.
Yeah.
But,
maybe a bagel bite.
Yeah, some bagel bites and a Hot Pocket. Yeah.
I'm sure you guys are pretty happy to be able to get the kitchen in there, too, because what used to just people would kind of bring their own food in before, right?
Before, the health department has issues with bringing in outside food.
Okay.
And by having our own kitchen, by having these things, we are really working on making sure that everything is really from here.
Yeah.
The difficult spot that people have with bringing in outside food is that you got to clean up somebody else's mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
who knows what they're going to bring
in. And who knows what they're bringing in. And so we do not allow outside food in.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I think it's fair.
It's fair.
Beyond fair.
You
can bring your children and your goldfish crackers.
Okay.
But that's it.
But that's about it.
And so kids are allowed until, is there a certain time, no kids or?
We consider ourselves family approachable.
Okay.
And family approachable meaning that all ages are welcome.
That's great.
But just like adults, children need to be well behaved as well. It is a brewery. It is primarily focused at beer. But we do understand we've got our kids. We want to go places. We treat it well. But it's not Chuck E. Cheese.
It's not a place to drop them off and just let them
we
run.
We do not have...
Drop them off.
So, yeah, under 21 must be attended by an adult.
Okay. Don't tie them up outside, like,
No,
the
but you can tie your dog up outside.
So dog-friendly on the patio.
We are dog-friendly on the patio, but because of the kitchen and manufacturing, we just can't have animals inside.
Yeah.
I think that's fair also, though.
There's a good reason for that.
Right.
We were at some place, I can't remember where it was, and there was just like a dog running around.
The airplane?
Oh, yeah. We just went to Costa Rica for
my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
And like this lady had a golden retriever that was a service dog.
Sure.
But everyone got the pet.
It was under her seat.
And the whole time it was underneath the seat. It was really weird. But anyway.
It makes it difficult. I have a lovely basset hound who is primarily an Ottoman. But he sheds all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's not something you want to find in your beer.
It's not something you want to in your beer.
Sometimes scared of dogs, and
that's true.
And a contained space, it's better if they stay outside.
We love dogs, but we love to have them outside.
Yeah.
And well, it's nice you have the outdoor area.
I was just going to say, if anyone hasn't been by, you guys have a great outdoor seating area, and there's a lot of space. So if anyone's down around summertime, can grab a beer and some. Is the food allowed outside?
Food is within allowed reason, outside.
Yeah. Any of the food?
Any of the food is allowed outside.
And so do you guys distribute then to around
We do. Washington? We do. We distribute to local bars and restaurants.
Okay.
There are quite a few restaurants in town that carry our beer. They're great. They often will send us a last-minute text message.
They need a keg.
They need a keg.
Friday at 10.
It happens. Yeah, more frequently than you think.
Oh, man.
But yeah, a lot of Friday at 10. A lot of times when we're busy is when they're busy and they run out. And a lot of it's just they just don't have storage space either.
Yeah.
You know, people don't have giant coolers to store kegs of beer. But yeah, we consider that our green delivery. We walk it over.
I was just going to say, are you willing
roll
to
roll it over
fifth?
On the back of the.
Yeah, you'll see us on a Saturday night rolling a keg down to Daphne's to take it down the steepest stairway on Earth.
Yeah, that is a steep stairway.
That is a sketchy basement down there.
It's a steep stairway, but we'll take them a keg. It's part of doing the show.
Yeah.
It looks good around town. We're walking, we're doing stuff. Our staff is friendly.
That's a nice thing, too, about, I feel like, Edmunds compared to a lot of places is everyone, like, uses each other's products, right? Like, Scratch, they have, like, a ton of their products in restaurants, and you guys have your product in, like...
Keeping it
hyper-local. A lot of places you go, they won't do that, right? Yeah, I feel like you can't find, like, if you want to go to, like, certain places, you can only find a beer at that place, and you have to eat their restaurant there. You can't find a beer somewhere else, you know?
Yeah, we encourage our beer to be local. We talk well. We have great relationships. We always speak well of the other restaurants. Mm-hmm. They speak incredibly well of us as well. It's mutually beneficial and supportive. It's good for us to be able to refer people to other places.
Great.
And for our, you know, for all of our staff to understand what the other stores sell, because we get a lot of guests that are new here.
Mm-hmm.
People that are intrigued by the island of Edmunds.
I know.
We call it the bubble.
The bubble.
The Edmunds bubble.
It is a bubble. Yeah, you're in here. It is a little island. It's a little bubble.
Most everything is within the bowl that you need.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Very rarely do I leave with the...
My joke to people is, like, I don't go past Highway 99.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't go past 104. Like, I just stay in the bubble of Edmunds as much as I can.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's like... People don't know about it. Well, now people do know about it more as we're getting more and more restaurants and places. But growing up here my whole life, it's always been this kind of just quaint little small town that's separated from everything else. It's been really nice.
Yeah, it is really nice. We're excited to be part of the Right Downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we, during the summer, we'll have people that come up from the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
That'll walk over there, come over here, have a beer, enjoy some lunch. Go back, walk down to the beach,
yeah,
and be able to look in the other windows and stop in the small stores and and see everyone local.
Yeah, no, it's a really perfect location.
So they're at 5th and Dayton for. What's your official address?
We have our official address is 201 Fifth Avenue South, which puts you in front of Las Brisas.
Oh, because of Milltown.
Because of the way the Milltown building is.
Yep,
is a 100-something-year-old building. So our make-believe address, we based off the Edmunds Lodge across the street.
Okay.
To get to MapQuest yourself if you're really old and look at things like MapQuest.
Printing things out on MapQuest.
So when you go on MapQuest to find it, the MapQuest would put you basically at 518 Dayton.
Okay.
We looked it up on the phone. We kind of GPSed our location. And that puts you right at our front door.
Cool.
So 518 Dayton. FedEx delivers there. UPS delivers there.
It's a safe spot.
Our freight delivers there. The post office does not like it.
I imagine they don't at all.
They prefer the correct address with the suite number.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how, I mean, I remember when I was a kid how it was like, Milltown was just a rundown building and they hadn't redone any of it. And it was pretty bad shape when I was younger. And it's changed so much and so much, you know, it's such a better space than it ever was before. And used to come up off of the parking lot upstairs and walk around and it was like ramps everywhere. And it's amazing.
Yeah, when we took the space, the initial suite had a 13 degree ramp to it.
Okay.
Because it was the old service garage.
Oh. Yeah.
So you'd walk in the front door and, you know, it was like skee ball.
Yep.
Going down. And there was a big sign up there. It was painted with the old cool Ford Service Center.
Oh.
And, but it was all tore up.
Oh.
You know, I wanted to be able to salvage it. We kept the one of the old pointing hands on the wall that's up there.
Mm-hmm.
That points down to the
right.
Where the old service center, and that's where our initial bar was. It was kind of fun to see a finger, you know, like a 1920s finger painted on the wall. Our back area where our storage goes is actually where the bus barn ramped up.
And, uh-huh.
They've since been sealed up, but there's the cuttings or the cut open area from where the mechanic pit was, where they'd climb up into a shallow attic and work up in the buses.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing how much has changed.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of cool that you have that history, though, with the space.
Yeah, the history is pretty fun because of our relationship with the city. The people at the Historical Museum have been really great. They're really involved with us, too. They're fun people. Again, like the island and the bubble of Edmonds, you know everybody and everything. But they will come over and share stories of what the place was. And you'll talk to people that have been here for 50 or 60 or 70 mm-hmm. or 80 years that walk in knowing what the place was and
yeah.
what it is now. And
what's
excited.
Around the corner.
Yeah, they're happy about it. They like it. It's fun. They want to see it alive.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it was for so many years, it was like this kind of just rundown dump, you know? I mean, really, it kind of, you know,
yeah.
it was just kind of in
needed
a lot of work. It needed updating, and people didn't get used as much as it does now, you know?
Yeah. And it was still fun. It's just times have changed.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, this is becoming more and more people understand where it is. I grew up south of here, so in King County, where coming up to Edmonds seems so far away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, that's an adventure to go to Edmonds.
And now it just seems like it's you just throw a rock to get to Edmonds from King County, right?
I mean, right.
Kind of. It's funny, there's pictures.
It's still far enough away.
It is.
Yeah, that is true. There's pictures of me during.
I was going to say, let's keep it that way.
During Halloween, when they used to only use Milltown for Halloween, that you just, everyone would cut, all the kids in the town would come to Milltown, go through the different places and walk up and down the ramps.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's amazing how it's just bloomed into this huge, you know, thing through the whole entire city.
Oh, yeah. No, Halloween's fun. We get a special permit from the health department to cook hot dogs and do the thing
nice.
Out there.
So do you guys open, kind of go out onto the street at all? Or cause
no, we don't go out on the street.
Here.
We stay within our own patio.
Okay.
Because I don't know what the permitting would be like to take over the street. But we keep it within our real estate and then branch it out, open up, you know, open up the doors and make sure that we've got our barriers for liquor control.
Yeah.
And when the wary parents, after they've waited in line for 20 minutes, they can come and get a beer. And
yeah, once they've done all the candy and their kids are all buzzed up on sugar, they've got their beer and they've...
Like, I'll eat some real food.
Right.
We
can have some pretzels.
Yeah. Yeah, have some pretzels.
And some hot dogs, right?
So tell us about your hops. Where do you get your hops? How do you come up with your recipes? Do you stay kind of in the same rotation? Does it change?
So all of our beer, primarily we make ale.
Yeah.
And because of, it's just different yeast strains. So we will use an American ale yeast that we can use throughout all of our beers. It creates a flavor profile. It also makes it a lot easier for us to be able to handle different things. We're not running a lab in the back.
Right.
So we'll source organic yeast out of Oregon.
Okay.
We'll come up from a lab. Our hops come up from Willamette Valley, Columbia Valley, through Yakima. So Washington, Oregon product. Our grain from Idaho, some of it from Skagit Malting, some of it from Canada. But so our grain is primarily West Coast, Midwest, and West Coast sourced. Our hops are almost exclusively Washington, Oregon. We'll have an exotic sometimes. We'll pull up a New Zealand hop or things like that. Mm-hmm. But they just different hops, different hop varieties. And we'll use Citra, Amarillo, Cascade, Chinook, Willamette, Mosaic. The whole gamut.
Yeah, and a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Just it changes the different hop additions, different hoppiness of beers. There's a whole science to it as far as like what time you put the hop in, how long it's in a boil, when you dry hop it, how you have it, and what you're after with the thing. So
you have some room to play.
We have a lot of room to play.
Yeah. And then as far as like your drafts, do you have your couple handful that are your kind of tried and true, and then you have some?
Yeah, we'll have five or six that stay about the same throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So and they vary batch per batch sometimes. Like we'll tweak a recipe a little bit. And that's part of it being a small brewery, is that I'm not stuck with saying that it's always going to be exactly the same.
Right.
We listen to our guests. We look at our feedback. We look at what it is that people are liking.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we'll
try and guide yourself that way.
Yeah, it's only 4 years, you know, a little over 4 years in here. Let's have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's nice that you probably can make smaller batches and just see what works, right?
Yeah, our batches are based on a 10-barrel system. So okay. 10 barrels at 15 and a half gallons per half barrel. So when you think about a regular keg, it's 15 and a half gallons. So those are the ones that people think that they carried, but there's really no way. They're 160, 170 pounds.
Yeah.
Man, to lift
huge.
Up. It's huge. But so we'll wind up yielding roughly 20 kegs out of every batch.
Okay.
So 20 of the regular
That's
kegs
a good
of beer.
Amount.
And so, yeah, there's different batches. It's about, you know, just to cut it down, it's about 310 gallons per batch.
Wow.
So our yield will be a little bit less than that because there's a little bit of spillage, a little bit of waste, a little bit of runoff.
A little bit of tasting.
You gotta make sure.
You gotta make sure, but we'll wind up yielding, you know, 290 to 300 gallons per batch.
Oh.
And then when you were doing your setup, so your tasting room, you kind of show some of the equipment. Is that the majority of your equipment is what's out here that we see?
You're in the brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
you were right here. There, walk around and I'll show you in the back there, but we've got the boil kettle, the mash tun, the hot liquor tank, four fermenters, two bright tanks, a keg washer, a big keg room, a lot of empty kegs, a lot of full kegs, refrigeration full of other ingredients.
Yeah.
We brewed up all of our grain this week, so we'll make another order that'll be received on Thursday for two batches next week. And, yeah.
Cool.
Just have it all ready to go.
Sounds like you got it down.
And
working on it. Every day's a new day.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, right?
Every day is a new day.
So what's your, you know, so we've been kind of going around different places, and what's your funniest story? Do you have any funny, like, things have happened, or
God, I don't know. I think
reviews.
Not necessarily.
We've heard some pretty hilarious reviews from Schubert.
Yeah,
reviews from customers,
ridiculous reviews that like they're almost like.
Do you have anything that's?
Everybody's got their own opinion.
Yeah,
and there are people that like things and hate things and whatever. Go for it. That's yours. Media is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is,
so
isn't it?
Everyone's an expert, and they're they're welcome to their opinion. We have great reviews. I mean, I think we're sitting at 4.5 stars on
nice.
Yelp and Google and TripAdvisor and Facebook, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
There are people that don't like us at all. That's their right. They can. They can totally dislike it. I am personally of the opinion that most of them, you'll see a variation on reviews from every restaurant, and you'll see 5 stars, and then you'll see 2 stars. But the people that have a decent regular experience where it's, you know, 4-star, mm-hmm. had a good time, and we go back, they don't say anything.
Yeah.
People either rave or rant.
Right.
And so let them rant. Let them rave. Say it. That's cool. That's what they got to do. It's fine. We encourage it. I think I would rather if somebody has something that they really, really felt slighted on, that we're pretty accessible to contact, please let me know because we'd like to fix it.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You can't fix what you don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't fix it. And, you know, if you had an experience that was terrible, it makes your, just kind of makes a hair stand up on the back of your neck, say something.
Right.
Yeah.
Because chances are, like, I don't want that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, dude, I want to know. I want to be able to fix that. I don't want anybody to have to deal with that. That's, you know, that's not our goal.
Yeah.
Right.
So our goal is that people have a great experience. Maybe it doesn't fit to their flavor profile. Maybe every restaurant is not your favorite place. Maybe it's not going to change your life. But let us know if it's something that offended you or something that...
Or was a misunderstanding.
Maybe. Or it was a misunderstanding. We'd be happy to be able to try to fix it, make it right.
Yeah.
Or be able to let staff know. People have, sometimes you'll get a review that refers to a staff person, and that person's maybe not having a great day.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's everyone, right? Sometimes
food service.
Yeah.
It's
like,
every day is not a perfect day for everyone, right?
It's not a perfect day. We do our best. We work some long days. I mean, I'll be here brewing at, you know, we'll leave the house at 4 a.m, and often I won't be out of here until 2 hours after closing.
Wow.
But you got to put on the face. And just like, you know, if the guest feels slighted on something, maybe that staff person's tired, but that staff person, even if it's me, I've got to realize that I'm not their problem. They're not mine. Let's be cool about it.
Yeah.
And be polite, be acknowledging, and work it out.
Definitely.
Well, and Edmonds is a pretty laid back community, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I don't know, stories and reviews, but they're going to be there. We're going to continue to get great ones, and periodically, I hope that they're less and less, because I hope that our staff can read these, and when there is something negative that comes in, we do address it right away.
Yeah.
And we try to make contact with the people.
Yeah, well, that's good.
The people that I really should reach out to are the people that compliment us.
Yeah.
And that's too bad, because I'm more reactionary to the people that have a bad experience.
Yeah, that's very true.
And I should be reaching out to the people that are happy.
Yeah.
Same.
Because I want, you know, they want to come back.
Yeah.
They probably do come back.
They probably do. They're probably, yeah. So I don't know. We probably all look at it wrong.
That's very true.
And then, we're all wrong.
Do you have any events coming up? Any big stuff happening you want everyone to know about?
You know, our big stuff that we've got... We've got a couple local festivals. We've got quite a few charities that we contribute to. Who's most recent? Habitat for Humanity is going to be doing a big event that we're going to sponsor some beer with.
Oh, that's cool.
We work well with the schools and the and churches and Holy Rosary and the people in the community. We really try to focus our contributions and efforts locally and systemically.
Yeah.
So we'd like to be able to say, oh, yeah, you know, we've got this. There's a limited budget.
Yeah,
you know, there's only so much. And we get a lot of requests. We're requested by just about every auction in town.
I bet.
You know, that's come every school, every church, every charity, all these things. But we're really trying to focus our energies on things that are within an arm's reach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And going with that approach of the flu.
Yeah.
Is that we want it to be contagious.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
We want it to start locally and to spread.
So. Cool. Well, anyone, if they ever want to get contact with you, they can go on your website. What's your website?
Website is salishbrewing.com.
Okay.
And our direct contact would be info@salishbrewing.com.
Okay.
Send us an email.
Cool.
Or just show up.
Or just show up.
Have a beer.
Come on in. Don't leave a voicemail.
Don't leave a voicemail. There you go. All right, well, thanks, and That's it.
Well, everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode of Small Town Talk. We will be here next week or the week after, depending on how much time we have.
But we really appreciate you listening and continuing to listen, and we hope you find it interesting. And if you are a business in Edmonds that's interested in being interviewed, please reach out to us.
If you're a musician that would like to make us a song that is an intro song, we would also be interested in that as well. So, all right. See you, everyone. I'm Eric.
I'm Jamie.
And this is Small Town Talk. Goodbye.
Goodbye.